Welcome back to Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems in Beloit. Today we're joined by Congressman Roger Marshall, who is a member of the U.S. House representing Kansas' 1st Congressional District, and of course is running for the open Senate seat vacated there by retirement of Pat Roberts, and he's our guest today. And first of all, I would imagine you're ready for this to be over just as much as anybody else, but yet you're probably excited, but yet anxious at the same time, right?
Well, listen, everybody needs to get out and vote. If you haven't voted yet, today is the day. Get out and vote. Do your patriotic duty. If Kansans get out to vote, I'll just have a lot of confidence. And so far, record numbers of people are voting. And, yes, we're excited. This is kind of like the Super Bowl. We've all been waiting and waiting, and it's time to play the game. So I can't wait to get to Tuesday night, and hopefully we'll have an answer for all of America. And we sure hope that people are out voting for Roger Marshall to be the next United States Senator.
All right, so let's ask you that first question. Why should someone right now that hasn't voted yet, who maybe is on the fence or undecided, why should they vote for Roger Marshall for Senate?
Look, I'm the candidate that's going to keep your family safe, healthy, and secure. I'm going to bring jobs back to Kansas and keep growing this economy. I'm going to protect Kansas values like confirming Supreme Court judges like Amy Coney Barrett, protecting our Second Amendment, protecting our God-given constitutional rights, our freedom of speech, freedom of religion. Listen, my candidate thinks confiscating weapons is an amazing thing. She has an F-minus rating with the NRA. She believes in late-term dismemberment abortion. So she's extreme on all the important issues to Kansas. She wants to hold Supreme Court judges to a religious test. She doesn't represent Kansas values. I'm the person that was born, raised, a fifth-generation farm kid, a first-generation college student. I understand agriculture. I'm going to keep growing this ag economy. We got some good prices out there right now, sorghum and wheat on their way up right now, record sales to China. So I'm going to keep fighting for more and more agriculture sales, standing beside President Trump and making sure we have a strong agriculture economy.
We're talking to Congressman Roger Marshall. He's running for U.S. Senate. He's our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Well, Mr. Marshall, I think one of the biggest issues, of course, amongst this COVID-19 situation we're facing in our country is people are worried about their health. What would you have to say when somebody asks about dealing with COVID-19, but also about expanding funding to support entitlement programs such as Social Security and Medicare? We have a lot of people in our area that are concerned about that.
Well, there you are, Mitchell County Community Hospital. Great doctors, great nurses, some of the best in the world, right there in your backyard. And I know many of those doctors personally. Such a strong community. What we've done already, I want your listeners to know, I was the first person in Congress way back in January to say, look, we've got a problem with this virus. I started working with the Kansas Department of Health then, as well as the CDC and the FDA, that we have saved hundreds of thousands of Kansas jobs. We've saved thousands of Kansas lives. I'm very optimistic that we're going to have a vaccine out here for the vulnerable come Thanksgiving time. And meanwhile, we're going to take care of the vulnerable. We have the point-of-care testing, that 15-minute test at every nursing home in the country now. Our therapeutics and our doctors and nurses doing a great job. We dropped the people in the mortality rate from 4% to 0.4%. And now this new antibody treatment that we have is going to drop it to a third less as well. Our economy's recovering. Our Paycheck Protection Program saved hundreds of thousands of Kansas jobs. The unemployment rate there in Mitchell County now probably around 2 or 3%. So we need liability protection. We need another bite at the apple in the Paycheck Protection Program. But mostly we need a strong ag economy. I'm so proud of the trade agreements that we've done. Agriculture is so important to all your listeners right now. So we're going to keep fighting for a strong agriculture economy. Medicare, I went to Congress to make sure that Medicare and Social Security are protected. And again, the stronger our economy is, the better they're going to be protected. What we can't let happen, though, is the Democrats want to put more people on Medicare, and that's going to dilute the Medicare dollars that we have left. So I'm going to protect Medicare as it is, protect Social Security as it is, for our seniors, for the folks with disabilities, for those who need it the most.
Do you support repealing the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare? And if so, what would you do differently or what would you support?
Right. So, look, both parties want to repeal the ACA. Both parties do. The Democrats want to replace it with their government option, which is just Nancy Pelosi's speech for Medicare for All, for government-controlled health care, which is going to dilute the dollars available for seniors. It's going to hurt Veterans Administration, the VA patients as well. and then it's going to take away the health insurance you get through your job. I'm going to take care of pre-existing conditions better than the ACA did. There's still 28 million people without health care. I've written legislation that would solve that riddle, make it much better. Then we're going to put patients in charge of their health care, empower patients, give them more choice, more control. That's going to drive down the cost of health care but maintain the quality. Your listeners could go to the Republican Study Committee website and see the legislation that we have to replace the ACA. Don't listen to the national media. We have a replacement plan. Go to the Republican Study Committee website, and you can see the legislation I worked on with the White House, with President Trump, to actually make health care better for all Kansans.
In order to balance the budget, would you be in favor of any type of income tax increase on any particular tax bracket?
Not now. I don't think it's necessary. I'm so proud of the tax cuts that we did with President Trump's leadership. Thanks to the tax cuts, we had the average Kansas family save $2,000 more of their hard-earned money. $2,000, and Joe Biden promised you he's going to take away that tax break that we gave folks. So despite the tax cuts, we had the best economy of our lifetime and record income into the federal government. We don't have a taxing problem. We have a spending problem in D.C., and we've got to figure out where to stop spending all this money and be more responsible as well. So I'm not in favor of any type of tax hikes. Joe Biden, my opponent, the Democrats, have promised you tax increases, more regulations that'll kill our economy.
Gun control has been an issue for quite some time. Anytime there is a horrible tragedy in our country, eventually we turn our attention to talking about guns or gun control. Is there any scenario in which you would be in favor of gun control legislation? We're not talking about taking away people's guns, but we're talking about in regards to background checks making it harder, or are you okay with the way things are now?
No, absolutely not. And my opponent, though, is in favor of taking away guns. She wants to confiscate your weapons. I have an A-plus rating with the NRA. We've written legislation to close a lot of those loopholes already on the background checks. So when we controlled all three branches of the government, the White House, the House, and the Senate, we did legislation that improved the background checks, and we gave them more money. So we have the laws on the book that should work, but now folks need to implement it. And the government struggles with this. So I think we're in good shape right where we are. I'm going to protect our right to bear arms. After all, the Second Amendment is what protects the First Amendment.
Congressman Marshall, what would you say to those out there, a small business owner trying to get by? In some cases, they aren't allowing dining in, or in some cases, they've had to close for a period of time. Certainly, I'm sure, concerned about another, whether it be a shutdown, lockdown, or just simply a slowdown in regards to COVID-19 with cases, you know, perhaps surging across our country in different states, in the Midwest in particular. What would you say to those small business owners that are maybe hanging on as to trying to make it through?
Well, I would say don't vote for Joe Biden. Don't vote for my opponent, because they want to shut the economy down again. They promise that they're going to shut the economy down. They're living in fear of this virus. I respect the virus, but we don't want the CDC in Washington, D.C., or a Democrat-controlled Senate, or someone in Topeka telling us that Mitchell County restaurants can be open or not, if our kids can't go to school or not. We know what's best for our kids, what's best for our family. Beyond that, I'm going to make sure that we get this vaccine out soon. We're not going to have a normal life until we have the vaccine available, and we're not going to make anybody take it. But certainly those who need it, discussion with their doctor, we're going to encourage them to consider it. We know that this virus has minimal impact on people under the age of really 65. And certainly under the age of 25, you know, it's like a 1 in a million problem, serious problem if you get the virus. The seasonal flu is harder on folks under the age of 25 than this coronavirus is. So respect the virus. Don't let it control yourselves. Certainly the industry is still being hurt. Main Street downtown, restaurants, hotels. The travel industry are being hurt, and that's why we need some more paycheck protection program for those folks to hang on. Meanwhile, the rest of the economy is up and going, and Kansas is making a quick, strong comeback. So if we can keep the rest of the economy going, then folks will stop by in those downtown coffee shops for meals again as well. We try to stop at every downtown we've been through, and we've been, I guess, over 95 stops this year alone, trying to stop and support those local businesses just like you all do.
Congressman Marshall, last two quick questions. One, what are your plans tonight when the results come in? Where will you be and what will you be doing?
Well, we're going to be in Topeka with the statewide Republican Party. I'm kind of down in my in my dreams. I really wanted to do it in my home in Great Bend, but the state Republican Party said, I'm at the top of the ticket here locally, so we should be there and celebrating with fellow Republicans from across the state and look forward to it. I think that we'll have some results back on the Senate race tonight. Not sure we'll have an answer on the president, but we sure hope that we have President Trump in there for four more years.
And last but certainly not least, what's the best thing you can say about Eric Pauls, one of our own here in Beloit, America?
Yeah, so, you know, Eric's been with us since he was a senior at KU. He's probably the youngest campaign manager of a Senate seat that I'm aware of. He was the youngest communications director in D.C., working for our staff. You know, he represents the heart of Kansas. You know, public educated kid just like I was. Certainly every person that's on my staff has a Kansas connection, and I think that's important. You know, he just represents that Bob Dole, pragmatic Kansan, work hard, be polite. If you don't have something good to say about somebody, you know, don't say it. He's just done a great, great job, so we're really proud of him.
Carson Marshall, we appreciate the time. Enjoy yourself. Stay safe and healthy, and best of luck in finding out the results here later today.
Okay, thanks so much. God bless everybody. Go out and vote.
That's Congressman Roger Marshall running for U.S. Senate, our guest today on Community Matters.